This episode of Vegas Nation is brought to you by STN Sports from Station Casinos. STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus for up to $50.
We are excited to know where we're going to be playing and excited to have a city that is excited about having us.
Once you're a Raider, you're always a Raider, no matter what city.
We are now the Las Vegas Raiders. We haven't gotten to the point where the league's telling us anything or giving us any insight into exactly what's going to happen. But I will say this, that the leaders of the civic leaders here in Las Vegas and Nevada, the National Football League headquarters, as well as the NFLPA, are working on it and talking about it and using a very measured approach, and we'll make a decision on anything. Right now it's going forward, but health, safety, it will be at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. And if there's any type of problem or thought of that there would be one, I'm sure that they will make adjustments to whatever schedule.
How are you going to address this at Allegiant Stadium when home games are nearing, when the preseason comes close?
Again,
we're still talking about this.
Within the Raider family. Right now, it's interesting. I wouldn't say we're fortunate, but it's the other sports right now that are dealing with it. The National Basketball Association, right. The NHL, even in Palm Desert, Larry Ellison's PNB, tennis tournament. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I believe he just canceled that.
Yeah.
And that's a huge, huge event that they have.
Well, we've seen South by Southwest canceled. I mean, when you go to mass gatherings, you're looking at that scale of event. So
again, that's happening right now. And so, you know, looking forward a month or two, we don't know where it's going to be. But I guarantee that the league, the Players Association, and the leaders here will come up with very measured.
Do you think those who you just mentioned will be in conference with NBA officials about how they handled it? Do you think there will be a dialogue between those two, given that they're...
I think there's a dialogue between everybody, yeah. Okay. I think in the public sphere, you have to.
All right, that was Mark Davis, and he's discussing there whether or not the NFL draft is canceled or not because of coronavirus. Right now, the sports world is shaken. Everything is just, as we speak, changing minute by minute with what happens here with the coronavirus in the sports world. But this is the Vegas Nation podcast coming to you with Miles Simmons, Vinny Bonsignor, and I'm Heidi Fang. A little bit later on the show, we're going to bring in Mick Akers, who's going to do a stadium update for y'all. And this show is presented to you by STN Sports Mobile by Station Casino, and also presented to you by Untuck It. Make sure to subscribe to Vegas Nation wherever you are listening. Check out VegasNation.com and download the Vegas Nation app to keep up with all things happening, because we are keeping you updated minute to minute here with all news coming to you about your Raiders and everything else in the sports world. Again, that was Mark Davis that you just heard at the top. He was there with Johnny Katz on Podcats, that show coming out on Monday. Next Monday coming up, you'll be able to hear the full interview with the Raiders owner on podcast, so you'll want to make sure to check out that show, subscribe there. And while you're there, check out Golden Edge on the RJ Ringside. We have all of our shows available on reviewjournal.com/podcast, so head on over there and see what shows interest you most and check those out as well. But again, guys, we are here talking with Mark Davis that we just heard there in the open. We don't know right now what's going on with the NFL draft. The sports world is canceling things minute by minute. I mean, the draft right now, it's a big concern as they expect about 600,000 people to descend upon Las Vegas. But right now, with everything canceling, the buffets are shut down in Vegas. The NBA season is suspending play. The NCAA tournament is going to happen with no fans, actually, if it even happens at all, because as we speak here, we're seeing a bunch of the other tournaments are being canceled from the just all over. We'll get into all of them as soon as we can, but Big 12 is one canceling. You know, SEC is canceling, ACC is canceling. So it's very, very crazy out there right now. We're going to get into that. But first, Vinny, you're out in Wisconsin where you're about to board a plane. So be safe there, but bring us up to date here on what you think will happen with the NFL draft.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think anyone knows the answer to that just yet. I'm of the opinion that, you know, I err on the side of caution. I think we need to be responsible and prudent. Life will go on no matter what gets canceled right now. We're talking about sports, for crying out loud. It's not anything that we're not going to be able to recover from. And I think the key is to just do whatever we have to do, even if it's going over the top, you know, perhaps in order to get control of this. We're not talking about we're literally talking about life and death, and there's nothing above the health of not just me or you, but society in general. So whatever can be done right now to limit large gatherings, sporting events, conventions, things like that, if we have to cancel them, if we have to postpone them, I think that you absolutely do it. So I don't know the answer yet to the NFL draft. There's still, you know, about a month or 6 weeks, 7 weeks away from it. So there's a little bit of time to play with, but I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, went ahead and either canceled it and did it from a soundstage in New York someplace, or did it still in Las Vegas, but without, you know, the fan element.
Yeah, I think that would be the smartest thing, but we don't know yet what the NFL will do. Miles, you actually got a statement from Verizon yesterday after Las Vegas locally had tweeted, you know, tweet about the cell phone towers not going on delivery that are expected for the NFL draft. What was your take here from Verizon?
Yeah, you know, Verizon basically told me that at this point they have not changed their plans to enhance cell phone capacity for the NFL draft. But I think, you know, that is kind of contingent on the fact that this thing could still be happening. And so, yeah, I think there are going to be those opportunities where you say, you know, different cell phone providers are going to do this, are going to do that. And I think that there is probably, I don't know, a really good reason to think that. But as of yesterday, when I got the statement from Verizon, they said that they had not changed their plans. But I think, again, you know, things are happening so rapidly with this whole situation that I think that it's almost, things can change from hour to hour. I mean, you know, we could have different information by the time we end this podcast and the time that we began the podcast. So what happened yesterday may not really be very relevant today or tomorrow or 10 minutes from now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like last night we, you know, hear that the NBA is suspending the season. And then you find out about a couple players now that have tested positive, Donovan Mitchell being one of them. And, you know, it's he had no symptoms. So he had a teammate that was out there and touching everybody's like recorders that you know, all the reporters had their, you know, recorders out as you do at a press conference situation. And then he touched all of the recorders and then he walked away to the room. And apparently, according to Donovan Mitchell, he was also being very cavalier in the locker room. That was a quote that I saw, the just kind of touching everybody else's things. So this has been kind of crazy. This is after Rudy Gobert was the first guy to test positive, and he was the one touching all the recorders, and now Donovan Mitchell's for the Utah Jazz. So like you said, hour to hour, things do change. We're going to keep you guys apprised of everything happening here with what happens with the NFL draft as well as with the Raiders, because, you know, we did, as you heard in the beginning there, get to speak with Mark Davis, and he had a lot to say, not just about whether or not the coronavirus affects the draft, but just about what's going to be happening here in Las Vegas and some other things. You're really going to want to catch that interview on the Cats podcast. Vinny, you know, just as we continue this kind of conversation, well, for one, you're traveling. I don't know how you feel about traveling, but right now, where do we stand with the NFL owners meetings happening March 29th through April 1st? Do we think that those still happen?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they that those were canceled or postponed as well. I saw a report just a few minutes ago that the NFL is most of the NFL employees in New York City are going to be working from home, except for non-critical, you know, staff members. So if that gives you any idea of where they might be leaning for the owners meetings and the draft, you know, they're obviously being very, very cautious right now in their offices, at their offices in New York. So still no word on any of that. But, you know, as Miles said, This is an ever-changing and rapidly developing and unfolding story, so situation. So, you know, what we're saying right now could easily change within the next 10 minutes, within the next hour. It's one of those type of situations. It's unprecedented, really. So we just have to, you know, hope and pray that everybody that's in charge of making these types of decisions are getting the best information and the best advice and counseling with experts in this type of decision, and being prudent and responsible in the decisions that they make, you know, in lieu of that or as a result of that information. So, you know, it's hard to sit here on a podcast and predict what's going to happen, because we just don't know, and it changes by the minute.
Absolutely, it does. And again, we'll keep you updated with everything that we know as it happens. And you, again, can find all of that on VegasNation.com and download the app for all of the latest news. Something, Vinny, that you had also talked about, just because I know you are about to board a plane and I want to be able to get this all in here. Linebacker Christian Kirksey, a former Cleveland Brown, you reported that you know that he is meeting with the Raiders. This could be a very big pickup for the team if you know, they are able to nab him, because that linebacker position, man, he's a run stopper. He'd be somebody that could plug right into the defense. What do you think about Kirksey, and how likely is it that the Raiders go after him once this free agency period opens around March 18th?
Well, he absolutely, you know, visited with the Raiders, you know, done that. There was, according to my sources, no deal was imminent. At least that was the case yesterday. I'll check back in later today. But, you know, if he's healthy, and that's the key, he's only played 9 games over the last 2 years, dealing with hamstring injuries and a chest injury. So it's a guy that when he's on the field, the two previous seasons, you know, in 2016 and 2017, had over 138 tackles in each of those seasons, 6 sacks over the course of those 2 seasons, a bunch of quarterback hits and pressures and tackles for loss. So he's a playmaker, and he would fit right in. There's no doubt about it. The question is, how healthy is he? And this is a guy, again, he's played only 9 games the last 2 years. So on one hand, you know, there's that risk, obviously, and you have to weigh that, you know, when thinking about what kind of money to give him, what kind of a contract to give him. But also on the flip side, you know, you could be getting a guy that's fairly well rested if he is healthy from the hamstring and chest injuries, and also really motivated to get back on track after 2 injury plagued seasons.
So we were talking about Byron Jones the other day. There might be some other linebackers in the mix. Who do we think of right now that might be another good fit here for the Raiders and somebody that they pursue in free agency?
Well, I think that this is more of a supplemental kind of guy, right? I think that when you're looking at the Raiders defense and what they need and who they could possibly get, I think that you're going to have a mix of frontline guys and then also reserves, because you have to be able to have a little bit of depth. And I think that when we look at the Raiders, we saw they had a lot of depth on the offensive line last year, and that really helped out in terms of making sure that they could continue to have really strong pass protection, even in the early going of the season, even when Trent Brown had to go out, different things like that. So I think when you look at that, Christian Kirksey to me projects more as a backup guy, a reserve guy, somebody that can be a depth piece, but then you're still going to have those frontline guys that you might go after, like a Corey Littleton, who seems to be kind of on everybody's linebacker wish list as you look through Twitter. I mean, and look at all these teams that are saying, oh, you know, who could they go after? Corey Littleton certainly on that list, but I think just as a linebacker position as a whole, or even if brought in Byron Jones as a cornerback, those are guys that you probably are still going to go after, even if you have, but you also have to build up your depth on the back end too.
Yeah, and let's just keep in mind that he became available as a straight cut release.
Yep.
So that's why the Raiders are allowed to talk to him right now, as opposed to, you know, later, you know, in March when free agency actually begins and players' contracts officially run out and they become free agents. So they're doing their due diligence right now. And no doubt he's a player that fits a need and at a position that they're literally rebuilding. They're essentially going to have 3 new linebackers, 3 new starting linebackers next season. So it behooves them to look at all the options. But by no means would a signing like this, you know, hurt them or hinder them in terms of going after a Byron Jones, or, as Miles mentioned, you know, Corey Littleton, Joe Schobert, some of the frontline big time free agents out there. They'll still be hunting those type of free agents. This won't hamper that in any way.
Right. And so March 16th, that being the date where unrestricted free agent deals and all of that legal tampering period will begin. And that's when everybody can start officially going after anybody else. As far as discussions go, that's a new league year start will be on March 18th. So everything will be open for business as of then. But because as we know, it was supposed to be, we discussed this on the last podcast, that it was supposed to be March 12th. And then the date got bumped over to March 16th. So with the CBA, that's what's kind of causing this still, is that the CBA hasn't been approved, right, Miles? That we still have to kind of wait, like you were talking, how fascinating it is that all of this is happening. So that's part of that same deal, right?
Yeah, and I mean, just to give a little more perspective on it, the Big Ten, as we're talking here, just canceled its basketball tournament for men and women. So, you know, look, this is, like I said, it's such a fluid situation. You know, everything continues to change moment by moment. As I think Vinny mentioned it earlier, it seems like the NFL is going to suspend or have all non-essential personnel be working from home. We just don't know what's going to happen next. And it's as Vinny was saying, it's so unprecedented as a situation. We just have to continue to see and monitor.
Yeah, another thing that just got canceled, Premier League looks like, not canceled, they're suspending their play. So this says Portugal, Holland, Spain, USA, and Italy have all suspended their leagues. So that I just read also has just happened. And they're expecting that the English leagues will follow suit. So, wow, that's big news there for international sport. That comes from Ian Doyle. He's a writer for Liverpool, and he knows all about this, you know, what happens with soccer. So this is crazy stuff that's just going on. But right now we're going to go ahead, take a quick break, and we are still going to bring you an update on all things happening with the stadium. We're going to bring on Mick Akers to talk a little bit about that and answer some of your questions on Twitter. So stay tuned right here on the Vegas Nation podcast. This episode of Vegas Nation will be right back.
Ever wonder why traditional button-ups look so long and baggy? That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untucked shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked, no matter your size or shape. Their shirts are the perfect untucked length. With more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Don't just take my word for it. Try Untuck It for yourself. Visit untuckit.com and use the code BLUEWIRE for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's untuckit.com and promo code BLUEWIRE for 20% off your first order.
I can't even imagine, really, with the creativity of these hotels and the things that they put together and some of the parties that I've seen, that Sundays are going to be like Super Bowls every day.
I was just going to say, we've done so many authorized and otherwise Super Bowl parties in the city over the years.
Yeah.
That part of the imaginative experiences are going to be.
Well, I mean, right now, every night's damn near Super Bowl here. Mm-hmm. I think every game day here is going to be the same. Again, it's something that's going to grow organically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one that tries to force fans to do it this way or do it that way or say, okay, this is where the black hole is or this is mm-hmm. where that is. Let it go organically. Let them make those decisions. Make them do it like they named the stadium, the Death Star.
All right, everybody. That was Mark Davis, as we mentioned earlier in the show. He was a guest on the podcast show with Johnny Katz, our Review Journal sports columnist. You can find that podcast under reviewjournal.com/podcast. But right now joining us is somebody who is on our business beat, who has kept you apprised of all things going on with the Raiders, as Mark Davis just spoke about there. He was talking about tailgating, what the landscape looks like for that at the new stadium, Allegiant Stadium. And Mick has literally been underneath that stadium like almost every day as all the letters go up on it, as the sun goes up on it. So Mick, first of all, welcome to the Vegas Nation podcast. And secondly, how in all have you been about this construction and everything just is going on with the Vegas stadium here?
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty cool. I've been basically on it since before they even approved any of the money or any of the plans back in 2016. So just seeing some of the first renderings of it and saying, hey, that looks pretty cool. And now seeing it kind of come out of the ground and actually look like the renderings kind of putting it all in perspective here, you know, it's been pretty cool to watch take place over the last few years.
So we have Garth Brooks is actually going to be slated there. That right now is one of the other events that we know will be happening prior to the football season. So what can you tell us about what that event can be like for this stadium? Is this like not, I don't know if that'll be the one that is the soft open, but what do you think it'll be like in terms of like the stadium and how it operates for this event?
Yeah, it'll most likely be the first like large scale event there. Mark Madane mentioned about 70,000 people can fit in there, so and that's expected to sell out, you know, within a few hours of it going on sale on Friday. They had a PSL sale last Friday, so a good portion of those tickets already gone. But it's going to be a good run, you know, to see how the facility works, how some of the employees there can handle, you know, the egress and egress of people coming in and out, traffic, how this rideshare deal they've, you know, been kind of hoping on here, saying that it's the first stadium built in rideshare. So they're going to see how that works, how the parking plan works. Obviously, everyone's paying attention to parking with about 25,000 parking spots they're supposed to have, you know, within different distances from the stadium. So we'll see how that works, the shuttle system and all that. So, you know, it'd be a nice run. Obviously, 5,000 people more than the game will fit. So I think if they can handle this pretty well, they'll be pretty well set up to handle, you know, NFL games here on Sundays and coming up in the season here.
So as I put on Twitter every week, I put a question out there this week and tagged you in it, whether, you know, people's questions and things that they want to know about the stadium. So one of those questions is about stadium tours and will there be stadium tours for the public down the road? How about complimentary tours for PSL holders? That one coming from Larry Alvarez at XRun320X. What have you heard about any tours in advance of the opening of the stadium?
As far as tours right now, like when construction's going on, that's going to be a big no, I was told. Obviously, with some of the safety aspects and all that, even when we get tours, it's, you know, pretty restricted and we have to wear hard hats and the steel-toe boots and all that. But it's a common thing once stadiums open and arenas that, you know, they have tours. Even T-Mobile has tours all the time just for people who want to get a look in and around that, you know, areas they might not get into during a game day. So I would say probably after the stadium opens, I wouldn't imagine anything before then.
And as of right now, the roof is going up on the stadium. So that's been a big piece of the puzzle of getting this thing ready on time. So with the roof going up, are you expecting now that everything will be on time as planned right now with the stadium and it being ready in time as expected in July?
Yeah, it seems like this was, you know, that last piece that could have some issues. And obviously some issues did pop up with the steel cable net raising and all that was supposed to be done a few months ago. And then they kind of adjusted the schedule and did some stuff inside the stadium they were going to do later on in the spring. So now that some of that stuff's already getting finished off while the roof's getting done. So I think the roof panels, the ETFE panels are, you know, just kind of just lay them out. I don't think any kind of real issues will be had there. Last thing that has any kind of, you know, real moving parts to it is the field tray that they're building outside that's going to usher in and out the natural grass field that the Raiders play on while UNLV plays on artificial turf that's going to be laid on the floor there. That looks like it's coming along pretty nicely. They have the grass growing for that already in California. And, you know, just basing it off, you know, some of the conversations that I had, that grass would probably be brought in here sometime in the spring. I would just, you know, get it acclimated to the climate here and all that. So seems like everything's, you know, full steam ahead. It looks like they're about to do some more paving work. They took some permits out for some grading work. So they're going to be getting that ground flattened out, ready to do some of the paving and some sidewalk work around the stadium.
So another question that we have kind of about the sidewalk work is from @New York_Raider. He wants to know, will you be able to provide updates when the legacy bricks begin to be installed? I'm wondering if he's more worried about, like, where do they go, where, you know, when they are going to start that. So what do you know about the legacy bricks and the installation of those?
Yeah, I've heard a definite schedule, but those are going to be put in front of the Raider Image store that's going to be on the north end of the stadium, which is considered their main entrance of the stadium. So they're still prepping all that. They still have the big scaffolding out front there in front of the Lanai doors, doing some work above that. I would imagine once they get inside and get the Raider Image store going, which they pulled permits on that as well, so that work appears to be about to be ongoing as well. Once they get all that done, some of that landscaping around it, I think it'll be like one of the last steps in front of there, just putting those bricks down.
All right, and here's a big question. This one was asked actually by @curvyart, and it's something that Mark Davis was also asked by Johnny Katz. I believe John Gruden was also asked this question by Johnny Katz. Will Allegiant Stadium be big enough to hold Tom Brady?
Well, yeah, you know, I guess, you know, 65,000 people would be enough to cheer for him. But it seems like from going off, you know, some of the social media reactions from the Raiders fans, it's like half and half would take him and half would be like, oh, I don't want him here. So it'd be a matter of, you know, if the Raider Nation would accept him fully if he was here. But, you know, his legacy, I think, would kind of sway some people that were kind of, you know, having a different opinion on him right now. But obviously he's a winning quarterback and, you know, I think it'd be big enough.
Yeah, I think it will be too. So, Mick, what else can you tell us? Is there anything else new that we should keep our eyes peeled for with the stadium in regards to the construction and anything else going on with it in the coming month or so?
Oh, yeah. Right now, I just was looking at some of the camera angles. The last portion of the stadium that was left uncovered by the curtain wall around it with the glass and some of the paneling that's about to get covered up. It looks like today. There's just a small square. So that's going to be fully enclosed around the sides, I'd say, today. Signage will keep going up. They're slated to put up the stadium signage on the west side of the stadium within the next 2 weeks. They have some stadium signage going on the inside. Seat installations continuing inside. Looks like a lot of the 400 and 300 levels are, you know, pretty much filled in with seats. So that's going to keep going on. You know, just some of the fine tuning of the suite work. They had it all tarped off for this rain that came up. So, no damage from the rain or anything like that. So, you know, it's just a lot of, you know, the final touches, a lot of stuff interior with suites, concourse, some of the restrooms, and the concession areas.
All right. So all of that, we can keep our eyes open on the Las Vegas Stadium, Allegiant Stadium, and monitor all the progress of it right here on Review Journal as well. The live cam is always up when you go under the stadium tab. So, Mick, thank you so much for all of the updates. We appreciate you coming on, and maybe we'll get you on again in the coming months and find out more about all of the up-to-date news here with the stadium.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to come back on.
All right, Mick, thank you again very much for all that update on the stadium, and thanks to the fans out there for the question that you guys sent in. But right now, what I really want to do is just kind of recap what's happened here in the past hour. Last night, we knew about the NBA suspending the season, and that being Wednesday night. So today, as we speak here on Thursday morning, things are just coming down my Twitter timeline as everything happens, just shows being canceled. The coronavirus has basically suspended pretty much all of soccer, the lights, the USL. A media day in Brazil has been canceled with the UFC. Just on and on. NFL scouts are being removed from the road. The Jets, the Giants have announced that they're pulling all of their scouting teams. So, Miles, what does this mean right now as we start to just see what precautions are happening and what the NFL's next move will be?
Yeah, I think that, again, as things continue to happen, we're going to continue to see more. But I think, you know, people are making moves out of caution, you know, but I think at the same time, when you've got a global pandemic, you're trying to stem, you're trying to cut off these things. You're trying to cut off the spread of it before it goes even further, because it's going to continue to spread. I think that we all understand that. And I think that the more tests that become available, the better, so that people actually know what they're dealing with. But yeah, I think when it comes to the NFL right now, the next steps are going to be seeing how exactly they're going to respond and what response they're going to take. I think if you look in Florida, Miami-Dade County, like, they are canceling all these big events that are happening, I think, with more than 250 people. Some places have it with more than 100, some places 200, 250. And the NFL annual spring meetings are supposed to be happening in West Palm Beach. So that is obviously very close there if you're familiar with the geography of Florida. So I think, you know, you're going to have a lot of things that are going to come up where, okay, the league meetings might be either canceled or postponed. They might move them to a different site. They might conduct things remotely. But all these things are in flux. And reportedly, as I'm scrolling through my Twitter feed here, it seems like there's going to be a conference call with league personnel that will happen at some point today. So who knows? By the time you hear this, maybe, maybe things will be a little bit different. But yeah, I think at this point right now, I saw this tweet too. It's almost like, okay, you should just assume that most things are canceled until you hear otherwise. And I don't know if there's a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I can agree with you more. I mean, and like, I don't know if I even mentioned that the NHL had suspended play. I think I did, but I'm just trying to keep up with everything. The Review Journal site, the Golden Edge, has just announced that it did become official. So the NHL is suspending its season indefinitely as well because of the virus. So this is just something that's been widespread. And Miles and I, in case you guys are wondering, what's all the sounds in the background? We're both recording at home just to be on the precautious side of things as well. So with the tournaments here in Vegas, the only one right now that's still happening that I haven't heard is not going to change is the one with the Pac-12. So right now they're not going to have an audience, they're going to have a limited audience, it's down to family members, but it seems that right now that's the only one in Vegas that is still going to happen. So we'll see how.
Oh no, Pac-12 is actually off.
It is. Oh, so I missed that tweet in my feed.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
There you have it. So everything is just shutting down. This is the smart thing to do right now. And again, with the NFL draft, we'll keep you updated on that. We'll keep you updated with what happens with the Raiders and the free agency and how everything is going to pan out. If we need to, we'll throw in a bonus episode if we find out anything crazy that's happening with your Raiders, because that's how we do things here on the Vegas Nation podcast. And we certainly appreciate everybody keeping in touch and listening here, subscribing to the show. Follow us on that Vegas Nation app and on VegasNation.com and on any social media platform that you have. We are at Vegas Nation. So for Miles, for Vinny, we appreciate everybody for listening. For Mick, give him a follow too, because he's out there doing drive-bys on the stadium with his phone every day, taking pictures of anything new that's happened, even if he's driving, it seems. So keep up with Mick there for all your stadium updates. And again, Vegas Nation is brought to you by STN Sports Mobile, by Station Casinos, and presented to you by Untuck It. Thanks everyone so much. We'll be back.